It is 8:57, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Reginald. And we did get a large data dump from USDA at the two-day ag forum this morning, and really nothing shows a huge change from what the trade was kind of looking for. So kind of the ho-hum continues in corn. Beans have seen a little bit of bull spreading here this morning, two-way trade, but wheat, again, is higher. Let's look at corn numbers, 94 million planted acres with a 183 bushel per acre yield. On the bean side, 85 million planted acres, yield 53. Wheat, 45 million planted acres, which is low, yield 50.8. So right now we see the March corn futures at 424 and three quarters. That's down 2.25. July, 442 and three quarters, down 2. New crop December, 459.5, down 1.5. On the bean side, March beans, 1135.5 up 2. July, 1162.5 up 1. New crop November down 2, 1114.5. Meal futures are just about a dollar lower. Bean oil futures are up about 35 points. The wheat futures in Chicago, we are seeing about a 6 cent gain in Kansas City and Chicago. Wheat both. Wheat, it looks like it's lining up to have a strong weekly close and maybe even a strong monthly close. On the livestock side of things, really another ho-hum affair with the April cattle at 242.35, down 17. April feeders, 368 even, down 5. And we've got the April lean hogs at 92.42, down 15. The livestock has really been all over the place this week. Probably continue to see that. Crude oil futures are up $1.35. Gold is higher. Silver is just barely hanging on to minor gains. Dollar index up again, 97.95, up 32 points. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.